best kept secret.
Blog Talk Radio.
Military Trail and Lantana Road. Call Kokomo and arrange a visit today. 561 area code 965-4303. That's area code 561-965-4303. Welcome home to Kokomo.
WWNN, Pompano Beach. AM 1470, with even more information you can use. Find out how the market is affecting the world and your portfolio. Tune in for Investment Trends with John Borton, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m., only on South Florida's Health and Wealth Network.
Regular listeners to Peter Bruno's long-running daily radio show, Managing Your Money, know about his original form of research analysis called cycle analysis. This unique system, designed to watch and analyze stock market movement behavior in advance, has guided listeners and clients safely from the market high in the 14,000 area 2 years ago, all the way down to the previous lows below the Dow 6500, just as he protected his clients from the crash of 1987 and again in 2008. If you're not getting the same quality advice from your financial advisor, it's time you called Peter Bruno. Toll free anytime. Consider opening your personalized managed account or find out about the next free 90-minute seminar. The number is 1-800-592-5578. 592-5578. Call Peter Bruno anytime, 24-7. 1-800-592-5578. Benefit from the research that has forecast in advance two crashes. Peter Bruno, call today. 1-800-592-5578.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
This is the Holistic Health Magazine radio show, brought to you by Holistic Health Magazine, a monthly periodical distributed locally and nationally to over 350,000 readers, listeners, and online visitors. The print magazine has more than 1,000 outlets in Florida, like vitamin shops, gymnasiums, yoga centers, salons, wellness centers, doctor's offices, hospitals, and major bookstores, including online affiliations with MSNShopping.com and Magazines.com. Be sure to tune in for the weekend edition of the show, Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m. and Sundays from 9 to 11 p.m. And the program is also featured on BlogTalkRadio.com, Facebook, and Twitter. Now, with today's show, here's your host, John Hollis.
All right, welcome to today's show. It's Monday afternoon, 2 o'clock, and we are here, of course, in the studio at WNN, 1470 AM. You're listening to the Holistic Health Magazine radio show, and today we have some great things going on. Larissa Lewis is going to be with us after the first break, and she's from Davie. She has an established practice in Davie and also in Winter Park, Florida. And she's a wonderful lady. She uses horses to help in therapeutic situations, and she's going to go over all of that with us and what an EAP is. That's what her established practice is, and she's going to go over all of that. And she's going to be able to discuss with us how you know, they're using horses now to help with post-traumatic stress disorder. And we're going to talk about a bunch of different things with her, and she will be on after our first break in about 10 minutes or so. About 5 minutes, and we're looking forward to having her on the show today. A few things that are taking place in the community and some good happenings going on. The first and foremost is intherooms.com is officially announced the South Florida Rally for Recovery. They did that a few months ago, and the Rally for Recovery will be held on September the 12th, 2009, in beautiful Biscayne Bay, right on the bay. It's a place called Bicentennial Park, right next to the American Airlines Arena. There's going to be a walk to show your support for recovery and to stand up for what you believe in. And, of course, when we talk about recovery, we're talking about people that have addiction issues and that have you know, today become healthy and productive members of society. And InTheRooms.com is supporting this whole, of course, rally. And you got the rally that includes the walk, the festival. The festival is all day at Bicentennial Park. And this will be, again, September 12, 2009. You're going to have food, great speakers, recovery music exhibits, special guests and surprises. There's also a concert at that the end of the day. They're going to have Richie Supa, and he, of course, is originally with Aerosmith and wrote a lot of songs with them. And he just came out with a new song called In the Rooms, and you want to check that out. You can go to InTheRooms.com. You can actually listen to it and play the music, and it's actually a great song. Listened to it the other day. You can also check out rallyforrecovery.com. That will answer all of your questions. And keep in mind that September is National Recovery Month, and we, of course, are just one portion of what's happening nationwide in all the different places and all the different states that are doing the same thing that we're doing here in South Florida, but we're doing it simultaneously across the country. We also have the second annual 12-Step Music Fest. That's coming up November 5th. Through the 8th, 2009, and that is the 12stepmusicfest.com if you want to check that out. They have a great weekend planned. It is a 12-step sober music fest, and from what I understand, the first annual was just like a sober Woodstock, and lots of mellow people, and great time had by all, lots of good food, lots of good music, and great meetings, and you know, all kinds of games and different attractions and things that are taking place down there. So we're looking forward to being at the 12-Step Music Fest, and also, of course, Rally for Recovery by InTheRooms.com. And just to give you a little overshot of what's happening for the rest of the week here on Holistic Health Magazine Radio, we are tomorrow interviewing Ken Seeley. And Ken Seeley, of course, is from A&E Intervention. And he also is the owner of Intervention 911, and he is a interventionist that deals with people with addiction issues. Might be anything from eating disorders to heroin addiction. And he is an interventionist that goes in and literally helps people to start putting their lives back together. So Ken Seeley is going to be on the show tomorrow on Wednesday. Now, of course, that will be at 2 o'clock, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow. Wednesday from 2 to 3, we're going to have Patrick Corona from Get Fit America, and he's going to be discussing fitness with us. And then on Thursday, we're going to have InTheRooms.com. In the Rooms, the founders are going to be here, and we're looking forward to having Ken and Ron in, and we're going to hang out, and we're going to talk about what possessed them to build a site last October that has now exploded. And there's lots of people across the country and internationally that are now on InTheRooms.com as a social website, and it's an amazing thing. So we're looking forward to speaking with them. On Friday, we have the Ask Christy show. If you get a chance to tune in on Fridays from 2 to 3, Christy is on the air, and Christy talks about, of course, relationship issues and anybody that might be hurting or in a bad situation or, you know, maybe there's some codependency going on. Christy is the lady you want to speak with. And you can also get interactive with Christy and Patrick Corona by going to holistichealthmagazine.com and click on Ask the Experts. And what you're going to find is you can send any, you know, question that you want, and they will actually answer the questions on air. So you can go to info@holistichealthmagazine.com and send in a question, or you can go Ask the Experts at holistichealthmagazine.com and do the same thing there. So these are some of the things on the weekend coming up. We got a really good show coming up. Saturday we have in studio a gentleman named Jack Kelly. And Jack Kelly is going to be on with another gentleman named Scott Armbruster. And Scott's going to be in town from San Antonio. And this is a gentleman that has dedicated his life to tinnitus and tinnitus sufferers. And also he is going to be in studio with Jack. And they're going to be talking about how sound therapy is helping addicts. So we're going to be definitely looking forward to, of course, having them on the show on Saturdays. So that's pretty much the full week. And, of course, Sunday night is always about recovery. And we have, like last night, we had two gentlemen on from the First Step Sober House of Pompano. And these gentlemen were unbelievable. What messages of hope they carried. One gentleman had been in and out of prison for 27 years, and for the first time in his life, he has 13 months sober. It's the first time he's ever been able to do it. And nobody even thought he would get 30 days together. So this is a gentleman that is, by the grace of God, you know, scaling new heights in his community and helping form new organizations. And the other gentleman was there for about a year, 13 months, and he's been out now on his own for a couple of years, and he's doing quite well and established many organizations to be able to help people in the community to, you know, get assistance with addiction and homelessness and other things. So these folks that were on last night were just powerful. So if you get a chance to listen next Sunday to All About Recovery, and we're going to have on some of the same we always do on Sunday nights. And, of course, if you want to check out the online turn page technology of the magazine, you can go to holistichealthmagazine.com. And you can click on Turn Page Technology, and the magazine will come up, and you can flip it just like you would flip it if you were holding it in your hand. And, of course, what we're going to do at this time is we're going to go to our first break. And when we come back, we're going to have Larissa Lewis, and we're going to be talking about horses, and we're going to talk about therapy, and we're going to talk about how they combine and work together to help people with post-traumatic stress disorder. We'll be back right after this message.
With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. NovoLife MetaBoost consists of a special proprietary formula composed of all-natural ingredients. It's composed of blended amino acids as well as 16 herbal products joined in a formula designed to improve your body's ability to burn fat. NovoLife MetaBoost assists in rapid weight loss by increasing your body's metabolic rate. NovoLife MetaBoost provides stimulation for lean muscle growth and assists in balancing blood sugar levels and systematic energy levels while increasing the amount of fat your body burns while resting. Combined with a whole food diet, MetaBoost capsules are one of the healthiest means to aid in rapid and continued weight loss. Originally sold through healthcare providers only, NovoLife MetaBoost is now available directly to you at a reduced price of only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. That's right, only $19.95 for a 30-day supply. That's less than 70 cents per day to change your life. Call toll-free 866-759-3746 now to order your 30-day supply. Or go online to www.novolife.net and you can order there. You will change your life. With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. Call toll-free 866-759-3746. That's 866-759-3746. Your smile is a sign of happiness and good health. And if you need to improve your smile, you need to visit Florida Dental Spa in Lighthouse Point. Dr. Gregory Gersten and his staff will introduce you to the latest metal-free, plaque-resistant porcelain restorations that will save you time and more of your original teeth, even making your teeth stronger and more beautiful than before. And Florida Dental Spa is a full-service spa. Don't forget to ask about Lumineers, Botox, and Juvederm for correction of facial wrinkles and folds. A new you is just a phone call away. Florida Dental Spa in the Venetian Isles Plaza at Sample and Federal in Lighthouse Point. Call 954-971-7778. Online at fldentalspa.com. The Amrit method of Yoga Nidra takes you into the deepest levels of relaxation. This is the zero-stress zone where you address the root causes of your problems and remove self-sabotaging thought patterns. Your health, relationships, and finances all benefit. This is consciousness-centered training where flexibility is secondary to sourcing your spirit. Learn how you can tap into your highest potential at www.amrityoga.org. That's www.amrityoga.org. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine show. Email your questions and comments to info@holistichealthmagazine.com. That's info@holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
Okay, welcome back. And we have Larissa that's going to be on with us here in a minute. And Larissa is, of course, a licensed mental health counselor since 1987, and she has been using most recently and as a horsewoman for over half her life. I can see why. She's been using horses in therapy with veterans coming back that have been experiencing post-traumatic stress disorder, and a lot of the folks that she deals with are people in a high category for things like, you know, of course, suicide and things of that nature, because of their coming back with post-traumatic stress disorder and not knowing how to deal with the issues and not knowing how to deal with the feelings and the emotions. And what she has been able to gather is dealing with horses through the process of therapy. She's been able to see some changes rapidly happening, and she is out in a Davie location, and we're going to find out more about that. Larissa, are you there?
I am, John.
How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
And what is an EAP?
EAP stands for Equine-Assisted Psychotherapy.
Okay. And can you tell me a little bit about that?
Equine-assisted psychotherapy is actually an experiential technique, which is a learn-by-doing technique that we utilize in therapy. It's kind of a bit like doing therapy in an office, but not doing it inside of an office. We're actually operating outside in nature and in a corral with some horses with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing structured exercises on the ground and having an opportunity for clients to move beyond the cognitive aspects of what you would traditionally do in an office to an actual live place where we can move things around and learn by doing and trying something different and getting a very rich feedback from the animals that we work with.
Wow. And have you found that since you have started to establish yourself with this type of therapy that, you know, you're finding results?
Absolutely. I've actually been doing psychotherapy now, as you had previously mentioned to your listeners, since 1987 in the state of Florida, as a licensed mental health counselor with specialization in clinical psychology. And about 6 years ago, I added equine-assisted psychotherapy to the services that I offer and have been doing the work since that time, in addition to the more traditional aspects of therapy that I continue to do. And what I found is that folks often are telling me that they get really more out of an equine assisted psychotherapy session than they in one session than they do in two or three in the office, because it's just really that rich. We're really doing stuff in a different way that doesn't feel quite as threatening for many people. A lot of folks, especially veteran populations, find it a bit intimidating and threatening to come into a traditional clinical setting for therapy. And what the studies have shown is that oftentimes within especially the veterans population, there seems to be the fear of stigma and labeling that might be associated with traditional psychotherapeutic techniques. And yet there is a willingness to come and do this in a different way. And we find that it's just it's a different way. It's a bit kinder, a bit gentler, and just a very fun but a very rich way to do basically the same stuff that we're doing in the office, but oftentimes at a bit faster pace.
And my question, Larissa, is when you have somebody out and they're going through this therapeutic aspect, are they dealing with, like, you know, getting the horses prepped and saddled and going out for a ride? Give us some, you know, like a picture of what takes place on something of this approach.
Right. I'm glad you asked about that, because a lot of people have a misconception as to what we do with equine-assisted therapy, and that misconception is often that I need to know something about horses, I need to have some experience in riding. And actually, horsemanship has nothing to do with what we do. It is a bit useful to be able to identify and differentiate a horse from a cow, but that's kind of it. We do lots of things out in the arena. We do a lot of grooming exercises. We do structured exercises. But everything that we do is on the ground in this type of work, which differentiates it from what your listeners may be more familiar with, which is a type of physical therapy called HIPAA.
Okay.
And HIPAA therapy is utilized with individuals with physical concerns, back issues, cerebral palsy, different types of physical concerns. And it's actually using the movement of a horse with the client on the back of the horse to achieve a physical therapy end result. What we're doing is a bit different. We're not mounting people on the horses, but we're utilizing the horse's natural prey instinct to obtain instant nonverbal feedback to us. Horses are very good at looking at what we're doing and reacting accordingly without bias, without judge, without any of that stuff. We just get it immediately. The horse will tell us, is this working? Is this not working for me? And so it allows us sort of another dimension of learning about ourselves. And it is a bit different than the hypnotherapy that most folks may be thinking of when they hear equine therapy.
So you are getting interactive. You're not getting on and riding, but you're getting interactive. You're brushing the horse and you're stroking the horse and you're doing those things and you're getting close and you're letting yourself open up to the horse so the horse kind of gets a read on you.
That is correct. That is correct. And it usually doesn't take them long to do that. You know, horses are very vigilant, and that's something that the horses have in common with individuals, for instance, that are suffering from depression or post-traumatic stress disorder. There's oftentimes a heightened sense of vigilance that's there. And so for the horse to be able to kind of give that feedback about, you know, what's coming out of your mouth might be one thing, but what you're really telling me with your body and your energy is something very different.
Sure.
So that is very useful for the client, and it's often very useful to us as therapists. We may come in with some idea of what might be going on, perhaps based on what a client has told us about what's happening in their life, and we're expecting one thing, and then the horse quickly corrects for us and tells us, oh no, it's something completely different, let me tell you about that, you know. And so we have that additional input that again, just makes it very, very rich for us.
And you do this in Davie, Florida, is that correct?
We do. We are very, very lucky to have a wonderful facility in downtown Davie. We're located on 63rd Avenue in downtown Davie. Many of your listeners may be familiar with Griff's apparel store and feed store. We are kind of sandwiched between those two things down on 63rd Avenue. Our location is at 4311 Southwest 63rd Avenue. And we have an old converted house that we utilize as office space and the foundation of our program. It is operated out of the South Florida Veterans Multipurpose Center there at the location, which is a wonderful group of folks that have been in existence for the last 20 years serving the needs of the veterans and their families in our community.
So that's right next to Orange Drive and the Garden
correct.
Restaurant, right?
Yes, correct. Right there off of Davie Road there, downtown Davie. And we do have the horses there on site with us during the day. They don't live there at night, but they come to work with us during the day. And
oh, that's cool.
We're able to move inside for air conditioning and processing, and we're able to then just take a few steps and be right there with the horses.
Are they punching a clock with you? Or?
Well, they're funny. They demand hay. We don't have to give them health insurance.
You know, I think that what you're doing is admirable. I think that what you have to offer people, especially coming back. You know, we were talking the other day, and let's think about what was happening in the 1970s and the 60s with people coming back with post-traumatic stress disorder, and they didn't even know what it was. And, you know, we definitely have to take a step in the right direction. And I think that what you're doing is a position for people to be able to be a little bit more at ease so they don't feel like they're laying on a couch.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, the idea for the program grew out of an existing peer-led self-awareness program utilizing horses that the South Florida Veterans Multipurpose Center has been running for the last several years. And what they were doing, again, it was not a professionally led program. This was a peer-led program. But what they began to find is that oftentimes the veterans and their families just got so much from just coming out and being able to be around the animals in nature and just be able to relax, in some cases just kind of going out into the corral and pulling up a chair and sitting there for, you know, an hour or two. And so, you know, the natural outcropping of that was that we understand that the need is so great with our returning veterans right now that the numbers, John, are just staggering. We are seeing so many veterans returning with post-traumatic stress disorder.
Give us some of those numbers.
You know, I don't have those numbers in front of me, so I don't want to misquote, but I would be more than happy to look them up and get back with you on that.
That would be great. I would love to know those numbers.
They're huge. I was just actually reading them the other day in the American Association for Marriage and Family Therapy. professional magazine dedicated their entire issue to returning veterans and their families and the need for counseling services and what needs to happen there. And it's out of that publication that I was reading the research and the numbers, and I was pretty blown away that we really are seeing record numbers of divorces. We're seeing record numbers of family crisis. We're seeing an incredible number of suicide and suicidal folks, not only the returning military members themselves, but their families. You know, when a military member goes to service, it's not just that member of the military that's affected by that. Their entire family is affected. The marriage, the family, the children, that whole system is affected.
And well, everybody's walking in fear.
Absolutely, and it's a difficult transition, you know, and in many cases anymore, we're seeing, you know, two-parent families with both parents in the military, and both of them are being deployed, and children are being, you know, sent to grandparents and other relatives' homes, which are, you know, wonderful for them, but it's not mom and dad, and it's an incredible transition for the children. So we see behavioral ramifications and, you know, school-based problems and lots of stuff coming up for the kids. In fact, we've put together a peer group for the children of military members who are currently deployed so that those children can come over and be with one another, be with other peers that understand what it is that they're going through, and just be able to be with the horses and talk about some of that transition and what that's like in their family.
And
when, you know, the military members come back, it's difficult. They've been away, and now, you know, if it's the husband or the father in the family who's been deployed, and mom's been home running things, and then dad comes back home, and, you know, the rules are kind of different. The family's equalized itself and rebalanced itself without that family member, and then it's oftentimes very, very difficult for everyone reestablishing the previous equilibrium and reintegrating that person back into the family.
And from what my understanding, and it looks like, you know, from post-traumatic stress disorder stems a lot of different things, like relationship difficulties, depression, substance abuse issues, eating disorders, abuse issues, anxiety disorders, parenting issues, communication difficulties. These are all things that stem out of post-traumatic stress disorder, correct?
Right. That is
true. So,
yeah.
So when you're going through the process of bringing somebody to the table, so to speak, and you're talking to them, and you're initially sitting inside the air conditioning, and you're doing that that paperwork that you have to put together, you know, to be able to find out who you're dealing with and ask the questions that you need to ask for your intakes, how is that moment before you get? Are they excited about getting out and getting to the horses? What do you find the people, you know, what's their psyche when they get to you?
You know, I think it's probably, John, as varied as the individuals who come.
You know,
some folks are there and they're frothing at the bit to get out with the horses, and, you know.
No pun intended.
We have to kind of push, yeah, no pun intended, and we have to push through that paperwork. Other folks are maybe a little, you know, leery of the process. They've perhaps, you know, thought about reaching out and addressing some of the issues that are going on with them for a while, but they're concerned about, you know, what is all this sort of psychobabble going to get, and, you know, what's this going to be like? And so some people are anxious about that. You know, it really varies from person to person, you know. And we have people that really have never been in the presence of a horse before, and it's you know, a little scary and a little exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have other folks that will wander in, and maybe they've had vast amounts of horse experience. Perhaps they've owned horses. Perhaps they've worked in the horse industry. You know, being in South Florida, we have so many people that have grown up on, you know, farms and ranches and rodeo and do all kinds of things with horses. So we do see individuals that have a lot of experience with horses, and, you know, they come in maybe with one set of expectations and pretty quickly find out that that's really not what it's going to need to be about. You don't have to know about horses in order to do this work.
Beautiful. Larissa, what we're going to do is we're going to have to go to a break right now. And when we come back, we're going to be asking you some more questions in regards to the process and how it all works and how people can get a hold of you and how we can get involved. We'll be back right after this message.
Appreciate it.
With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. NovoLife MetaBoost consists of a special proprietary formula composed of all natural ingredients. It's composed of blended amino acids as well as 16 herbal products. joined in a formula designed to improve your body's ability to burn fat. Noble Life MetaBoost assists in rapid weight loss by increasing your body's metabolic rate. Noble Life MetaBoost provides stimulation for lean muscle growth and assists in balancing blood sugar levels and systematic energy levels while increasing the amount of fat your body burns while resting. Combined with a whole food diet, MetaBoost capsules are one of the healthiest means to aid in rapid and continued weight loss. Originally sold through healthcare providers only, Noble Life MetaBoost is now available directly to you at a reduced price of only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. That's right, only $19.95 for a 30-day supply. That's less than 70 cents per day to change your life. Call toll-free 866-759-3746 now to order your 30-day supply, or go online to www.noblelife.net and you can order there. You will change your life. With Noble Life MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. Call toll-free 866-759-3746. That's 866-759-3746.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose. Then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
Delray Recovery Center specializes in high-quality, intensive, outpatient alcohol and drug treatment at affordable prices to those who can't afford to miss work or school, but recognize the need for a substance abuse counseling. The program is individualized on an outpatient basis, specializing in relapse prevention, family issues, holistic therapy, 12-step workshops, as well as life skills, codependency, mediation, yoga, and acupuncture. Take the first step in changing your life and call the Delray Recovery Center today. Call toll-free 866-830-3211. That's 866-830-3211. Located at 701 Southeast 6th Avenue, Suite 201 in downtown Delray Beach. Call 866-830-3211 or go online to DelrayRecoveryCenter.com. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine show. Email your questions and comments to info@HolisticHealthMagazine.com. That's info@HolisticHealthMagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
And welcome back. Holistic Health Magazine radio show is airing today from 2 to 3, like it does every day from Monday through Friday. And we have a great guest on today, Larissa Lewis, and she is out in Davie. And she deals with therapeutic assistance of people with post-traumatic stress disorders with the help of a 1,000-pound animal called a horse. And one of the things that we're going to talk about now, and we discussed the first part of the show, the different ways that the EAP, and again, what is the EAP? Can you explain that to our listeners again?
That is equine-assisted psychotherapy.
Okay.
It's an experiential technique where we do therapy utilizing horses.
Okay. And in the process, one of the things that I was thinking about at the break, and I definitely wanted to bring this up, the difference, I think, today and 10 years ago is the fact that the U.S. Army and, of course, the military as a whole are more open-minded to soldiers getting mental health treatment than they were in the past. Is that correct?
We are getting closer to that, John. We are changing that mindset. It has been difficult in the past because there has been really this overwhelming fear of stigma and labeling.
Mm-hmm.
Soldiers are going into combat they're having to deal with situations that those of us who are not in those situations really can't hardly begin to fathom. It's very difficult to even understand what that might be like, and they are able to keep themselves alive and deal with all of the situations that are presented them there, and then they come back and can't sleep, they're depressed, their marriages are on the rocks, their families don't understand them. You know, many things are going on that are difficult transitionally for them, and it has been often very difficult for people to reach out and say, you know, this is the one thing I'm not handling so well. I think I could use some help. I think I need to go talk to somebody about what this is like for me. I need to be able to address the feelings that I have. And so that hasn't been so easy in the past, but the military is working very diligently today, and we're working within the community programs and the veteran centers to try to assist in changing that thought and having folks understand that post-traumatic stress disorder is real. The symptoms that folks are coming with are symptoms that make perfect sense for individuals who have been put in very abnormal situations, very traumatizing situations. It's not an abnormal response. It is a normal response to an abnormal situation. So the more we understand that, the more it is acceptable to come and say, you know, I am having difficulty sleeping. I'm turning to substances. I'm developing, you know, issues with medications that I never had before. I'm drinking in a way that I never had before. Things are out of control in my life, and I need to get them back under control. And we can help folks to do that. We want them to come in. So that thought is changing.
Well, yeah, and it's good to hear that because, you know, I came from, you know, a family where everybody was World War II veterans, and, you know, it was just a unbelievable regiment all through the family. You know, boys don't cry, boys don't have feelings, you grow up, you be a man, take it like a man. And that whole thing, I believe, came out of that whole aspect of the, you know, the beliefs that they were giving us. And now we're stuck with them. And what do we do with them to change? How do we become, you know, somebody that says, you know something, wait a minute, I have an issue, and I don't care what anybody thinks or says. Because while I was worried about what they were thinking and saying, I was dying in the streets.
Absolutely. And my family was paying the price.
Correct.
Whether it's extended family,
absolutely,
whether it's immediate family, the people that I love,
mm-hmm,
and love me and care about me are paying the price here. And so for us to be able to say, you know what, I need help. I need it for me. I need it for my family.
And let's take the post-traumatic stress disorder as the whole here, and let's see where it goes, where it brings people. And I've seen people become homeless. I've seen people become addicts. I've seen people become physically ill, depressed, all of these things. And I'm sure I'm somebody that doesn't even deal with it day by day, and I see these things. You must just see things that are unbelievable.
Yes, yes, we do. And then we see secondary trauma that develops again within the families,
mm-hmm,
you know, within the spouses who don't, you know, that spouse, that partner may be very willing to try to help, but they're not sure what to do. You know, they've now got this partner who's not being able to sleep at night, who's sitting up drinking,
mm-hmm,
you know, who's exhibiting and displaying behaviors that they've not seen before, perhaps, you know, flashes of anger. You know, employers who may be looking at their employee coming back and going, you know, I never saw this from you before, and you now are very angry, and you know, there are all of these issues. So, absolutely.
So if somebody was, you know, in a position where they're listening to this show and they have a loved one, because here's the other thing that's pretty unique in the numbers. There's a lot of people out there that might not necessarily be the individual with PTSD, but there's, you know, people that are walking around with somebody that knows somebody that has PTSD, and those numbers are very high.
Yes, they are very high.
So if somebody's listening today and they have a loved one or they have a friend that needs help, or they have, you know, an associate and a business partner or somebody that's just coming back from the reserves or something, you know, how can they get help, and how can they contact you, and what would be the process?
Well, they can contact us directly, and they can contact me directly. Do you want the phone number?
Sure,
for the
sure. Give it all.
The number at our center is 954-791-8603. Once again, 954-791-8603. Or the listeners or somebody who has somebody that they're interested in receiving services, they can go to our website. It's www.southfloridavets.org.
Okay.
And you can get good information about the program, the services that the Multipurpose Center has. And, you know, they can contact us directly through either of those sources. My cell phone number is my business number, and
okay.
I'm more than happy to make that available to your listeners as well. And that number is 407-493-9656. Once again, 407-493-9656. And that is not a personal cell phone number for me, but that is a business number. So the listeners can feel free to call me if they want further information, want to talk about scheduling an appointment, get information about that, or they can contact us directly through the center.
And, of course, we are speaking with Larissa Lewis, and she is a licensed mental health counselor since 1987 and very unique lady. She spends part of her time in Winter Park and part of her time down here in Davie, and she is committed to the point to help people in this position, and she travels back and forth a couple of times a week. Is that correct?
That is correct. Actually, you are speaking to me from Winter Springs, Florida, just outside of Orlando right now.
Uh-huh.
So I am up here, and I am back and forth. That is the reason that the business number is an area code 407 exchange.
And
your listeners can also access my website, which will give them a bit more information about what I do in regard to equine-assisted therapy, and that's www.verticallimitequine.com.
Okay. And would you say that at this point you have seen the, and we asked this at the very beginning, but I want to, you know, get this over, you know, to people that can listen and hear it, that you're seeing results?
We are most definitely seeing results. You know, confidentiality laws keep us from being able to bring one of our clients onto the air to tell you about that, but please hear me say that we are definitely seeing results. I hear it every day, and I see stuff every day. You know, I kind of joke with some of my colleagues and say, you'll never really quite see me without my Oakley sunglasses either on my face or on my head ready to pull down, because there are those moments in the therapy arena where something occurs that just the light goes on and you see the change happen and you see, you know, somebody pull something together or figure something out that they've really been struggling with, or you see a family make a change or a couple make a change, and it's kind of one of those moments where you reach up and you pull down your sunglasses, because it's just such a profound moment, such a touching moment. So I do see people make tremendous change with this work. And that's one of the reasons we're so excited about being able to be in downtown Davie, being able to be in this area where we can bring this work to people, because we believe in what we're doing. We're also available to work with people who might be doing traditional therapy elsewhere and might find this to be a good supplement to what they're doing. They don't have to do everything with the horses, but a session here or there oftentimes is something that I will get referrals from other therapists who send folks in to me saying, you know, we just need something additional to kind of unblock something or unlock something and get us moving again. And so they come and do a session or two and go back and bring what they've learned and begin to process it on a whole different level.
And Larissa, I was just told by the guy behind the booth that you need to pump up the volume a little bit and give that information again, because it might not have gone out completely. We just want to make sure that everybody got that.
Okay, which part of it do you need me to
just the address, the email address, and
alrighty,
you know, all the stuff, that your contact information.
Okay. Our address in Davie is 4311 Southwest 63rd Avenue. And listeners can contact us at area code 954-791-8603. 954-791-8603.
Mm-hmm.
Again, 954-791-8603.
Mm-hmm.
Or area code 407-493-9656. And that number, the 407-493-9656, is my business number.
Okay.
They will be able to reach me, Larissa Lewis, directly at that number. Our website for the Veterans Center is www.southfloridavets.org. And my website is www.verticallimitequine.com.
Okay. And we just wanted to make sure that that got out there. And if it was a little low before, I'm sure it came across, but we just want to make sure that they did get the information. What we are looking forward to is I'm going to have you together with Candace Russell, and we're looking forward to having an article put together in the magazine so people can read about this in one of the upcoming issues in October. So we're looking forward to having that and getting that out there for people to understand what's happening with your new approach. And I think that what you've been able to establish and where you're going with this, where do you see it happen? You know, where do you see yourself going?
Well, we're very excited to now be partnering with Nova Southeastern University's Family Therapy Department, and we are creating an internship site for graduate intern students at the master's and doctoral level who are prepared and specifically trained in family systems therapy to be working with us at the center. So that's a very exciting new development. And we foresee ourselves being able to continue to offer these services, both traditional therapy within the office and equine-assisted services there in downtown Davie. We are just really very excited about growing the program and learning from what we have seen with past generations of veterans especially. We're wanting to work with those individuals and their families. I also want to add, though, that we don't work exclusively with veterans. We've talked a lot today on the show about PTSD and working with the veteran population, but you may have some listeners who are kind of going, you know, this is kind of a cool way of working. I wouldn't mind checking this out, but I'm not a veteran, and nobody in my family is in the military. That doesn't mean that they can't contact us and also access this work, because we do make this work available to all individuals in our community who are interested. They do not have to be a veteran in order to participate in our program. Our specialty is the veteran population, because we are working with the South Florida Veterans Multipurpose Center, and we have a lot of folks that have a lot of experience as veterans, working with veterans, working with substance abuse programs with veterans. We just have a wide array of services for veterans and their families. So most of what I've talked about today has been about the veteran population. But I want to just say to those folks who aren't veterans, if this sounds like something you're interested in and we can help you in some way in a more holistic fashion, we're very happy to try to do that.
And I think the good news here is that a lot of our listener base on the Holistic Health Magazine radio show are people that are in recovery from either substance abuse issues or eating disorders. And, of course, we have our general listener that listens to WNN 1470 AM. But we really target, like tomorrow, we have Ken Seeley with Intervention, A&E Intervention, on, and we really target a lot of issues surrounding addiction and depression and anxiety and, you know, those types of issues, and of course, relationship issues. So that's what we really go after here and talk about and discuss. And all of the things that I just mentioned are things that you work with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Every one of those things. And we really do see so many folks that struggle with addictions and with boundary issues, what I would just term general boundary issues. You know, whether it would be a boundary with substance abuse and, you know, what goes on there, or whether it's relationship issues, eating disorders, all of that. We see an awful lot of that, and we are experienced and ready to work with that.
I'm going to bring up an interesting point that, you know, I'm not sure if listeners know, but I'm going to look at it from the point of view of the person that might not necessarily have gone to war and experienced post-traumatic stress disorder. But let's think about the person that is now 45 years old or 50 years old and grew up in an abusive household while they were a kid and, you know, watched mom and dad beat on each other for, you know, 10 years of his life or her life and literally came home every day in fear and anxiety and traumatic experiences going on around them. And they never did anything with those issues. And most people that are in those situations, and myself included, when I went through the therapy aspect of it, was told that, you know, I experienced post-traumatic stress disorder from the behaviors that were going on back in that part of my life.
That's right.
So,
yeah, absolutely. We see a lot of folks that present with post-traumatic stress or similar types of issues, whether it would just be, you know, a stress reaction or a full-blown post-traumatic stress disorder. We see those folks coming oftentimes from abusive backgrounds. Sometimes it's from all of those things. You know, we will have somebody that's been in the military that grew up in an abusive environment. You know, you talked about growing up with World War II vet family where everything was so regimented. You know, we do hear sometimes that those families get a little bit difficult to survive in it. But sometimes there isn't any of that, and there is a history of alcoholism, drug abuse, domestic violence, various types of things. Sometimes there's been some sort of a trauma within the family. Someone has had a traumatic death. Perhaps there's been an accident of some sort or some sort of travesty that's occurred in the family that's left somebody with the same types of symptoms of anxiety, hypervigilance, depression, sleeping difficulties, either sleeping too much or not being able to sleep or not being able to stay asleep. You know, a whole wide array of symptoms.
And the good news is that you're open to be able to help and they have all the information and to be able to make that phone call. You know, we are proud to assist you in any way here at Holistic Health Magazine Radio Show to get your message out there. And we look forward to, of course, Larissa, having you back on the air. And we're hoping that when you're down here in South Florida, you'll be able to come and stop by and be in studio with us.
I'd
love to have you in the studio and sit down and chat and get more information about this. And we'll look forward to doing that. And, of course, we've had a great, great guest today, and Larissa Lewis, has been discussing with us how you can deal with post-traumatic stress disorder and other mental health issues with the help of horses. And we're going to ask you one more time to explain the EAP on the way out the door.
Okay. EAP stands for equine horse. Equine-assisted psychotherapy, and EAP is what we term an experiential technique of doing therapy. It is a learning-by-doing experience where we do structured exercises on the ground in the presence of horses. We do not require anybody to have any horse experience whatsoever. We do not put people on horses. We are directly interacting with them in the arena. And it's just an alternative, gentler, more relaxed setting. We're all in jeans and boots or sneakers, and it's a pretty laid-back place. But what we do is very serious business. We're very serious about helping. We're very serious about what we do. We're all experienced clinicians with years of training behind all of that. But we're pretty laid-back. It's an alternative environment. It's a different way of doing therapy. It's equine-assisted psychotherapy. Call us and find out more about it or go on the website, and you can read all about it.
And we'll look forward to having you on. Larissa Lewis, we appreciate you being on the show today, and we will look forward to talking with you in the future.
Thanks, John.
You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right. What a great show. You know, here at Holistic Health Magazine, we want to be able to carry a message of hope, and that means if you're hopeless or you're going through situations in your life, in your personal life, that you might be, you know, hopeless over, and these issues that we talked to today brings hopelessness to many, many lives, that feeling of hopelessness and anxiety and fear and and depression and all of the rest of the things that come out of post-traumatic stress disorder and other mental health issues like addiction and things of that nature. So we're glad that we were able to have Larissa Lewis on and explain to us a new approach. You know, listen, anytime I can get her interactive with a horse or, you know, an animal like a good, you know, one of my cats, I got five of them or more, my dog Lucky, you know, I just feel so much more at ease when I deal with one of my pets or, you know, an animal as a whole. I don't feel like, you know, I'm under a magnifying glass with them. They just love me for who I am. It makes it so much easier for me to communicate. So, you know something, we have a great, great way of being able to look at issues today, and what Larissa just brought to the table is great information. And, of course, if you didn't get it, it's www.southfloridavets.com. They can be reached at 954-791-8603. And also, you can reach her on her personal or on her business cell at 407-493-9656. And anytime, do want to make a community service notice at this time. Anytime you have a situation where you feel you have, you know, a new vision that has been working and you want to be able to talk to people about that, please contact us at Holistic Health Magazine, like Larissa did last week and told us what was going on. And we got to write on the show because it is important for people to hear this. So if you have something that you're working on like Larissa is, and you feel it's important for people to hear about it, please feel free to contact us at 877-799-8773. Also, feel free to shoot us an email at info@holistichealthmagazine.com. And also go to the website at holistichealthmagazine.com and check out the website and other people that have brought their visions right to our website, and you can now read about them. I wanted to close with saying thank you to my South Florida listeners and Blog Talk Radio listeners. Also, I want to thank the listeners on holistichealthmagazine.com. And remember, be good to yourself. And don't forget about those 12stepmusicfest.com and also the rallyforrecovery.com. Check those sites out and get in the game, and we'll have some fun over the next few months also. Rule 62, don't take yourself so seriously. Have a great day.
The opinions expressed on the sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Looking for a reason to check out.